Lance Stallion 2A8.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Case of the Barking Dogs, Chapter 8, The Fellowship of the Ring.
There is a bomb in the West Concourse.
Gee, Lance, here we are in the Japanese airport. Think we'll find the Emperor here?
No, Dingo, but I want to be here when the kidnappers contact the family about the ransom.
Oh, and the Emperor's family is here at the airport?
They are? That stinks, Dingo. No one's supposed to know we're here. Hit the deck!
Get down! You did it, Lance. You got everybody in the airport.
They're all dead, Dingo. I don't like it. Can you fly a plane?
No.
Okay, then I will. Let's scoot. Yeah.
This is exciting, Lance, flying around in our own stolen plane. But where are we going?
I'm not landing this rig till we find the Emperor, Dingo. So let's go buzz the Falkland.
Roger. Wow, we barely escaped that time, Lance. It's sure good to be home.
My kind of town. Extremely Long Beach, California. And look, there's Doc. Yeah.
Hi, Lance. Stop your plane, Lance.
I did, Doc. It ain't moving. You are.
Oh, well, okay then. I sure am glad you guys are back.
Any word from the kidnappers, Doc?
Nope.
Rats. I was hoping they would have at
But they've taken over your houseboat, Lance, the Scotch and Cola.
Oh, well, hey, everybody takes over Lance's houseboat sooner or later.
Yeah, that's no big deal. What else, Doc?
They ran Lieutenant Matterhorn out of town.
So, that'll make our job so much easier. Is that all?
Yep. No, wait. The Japanese invasion fleet is parked off the coast, and they've given us 24 hours to find their emperor, or they're going to wipe out Extremely Long Beach.
So the little fellas have rearmed.
Lance, you said this would set off an international incident, and you were right.
Well, any idiot
You're
could
a prophet, Lance. Can I touch your robes, huh?
That's Let my trench coat, Dingo. Wash your hands.
So, Lance is wearing a trench coat. It must be cold in Extremely Long Beach. Will that stop the invasion? And what does Lieutenant Matterhorn know? Answers next time on The Case of the Barking Dogs, Chapter 9, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Out of my way, Dingo.
Hey, Lance, will my sister get over her limp, Lance?
I don't
hey,
know,
who's going to win the series? What will
Dingo,
I be? Will
I
be
walk.
Happy?
Will
I be
there.
Sad? What in the world? Okay, so
it's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 2A9.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Case of the Barking Dogs, Chapter 9. What's Japanese for 9?
Honorable 9.
Never mind.
Hey, Lance, why are we pumping thousands of rounds of deadly fire into your houseboat, the Scotch and Cola, huh?
Because Doc told me the guys who kidnapped the Emperor of Japan took it over, Dingo. Pass me more ammunition.
Hey, is that true, Doc, that the kidnappers take over the Scotch and Cola?
Hey, they sure did, Dingo. They took over the Scotch and Cola, eh?
Yeah.
And they left.
Hold your fire, Lance!
What is it, Dingo?
Doc says the kidnappers left.
Get a hold of yourself, Dingo. So the kidnappers left. So they're gone. So what? You can't expect me to go easy on criminals just because they're not around, can ya? Now, what'd you say, Doc?
The kidnappers left. Of course, maybe they were just the garbage men or meter readers. Maybe Girl Scouts with cookies. Maybe I'm going to topple over backwards and do an extremely long beat.
See, Dingo? They're gone. The scum. Okay, you two swim. I'm going to get to the bottom of this cave.
Howdy, neighbor. Nice day, huh?
Oh, it's you, my new neighbor with his dog. Always borrowing rice, or kimonos, or pachinko machines.
And you've always been awfully nice about it.
Yeah, you and your dog. A barking dog, just like the day the Emperor of Japan was kidnapped.
Really?
Sure, that's it. Your dog, he kidnapped the Emperor.
Poochie?
No, of course not. Not him. You. You did it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not forever.
This detective work is exhausting. Hey, wait a minute. You couldn't have done it. I just figured it out. I know who did kidnap the Emperor of Japan. Sorry about your master there, big fella.
So, Lance has solved the case of the barking dogs. But what about the case of the vicious dog? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's Doberman. Who will be revealed as the villain of the piece? Tune in next time and find out on Chapter 10, The Case of the Barking Dogs, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Come out of the water, Dingo. I know who kidnapped the Emperor of Japan.
No, I ain't coming out of the water. You'll hit me again.
Okay, Poochie, go fetch Dingo. We have got all of them.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 2A10.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Case of the Barking Dogs, Chapter 10. The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. Or The Dogs Shut Up. Or Day of Infancy. Or, oh, that's all.
Come on, Dingo. Let's go, Doc. I figured out who kidnapped the Emperor of Japan.
Well, okay, I guess I'll come out of the water then. You coming, Doc? Hey, Lance, look, your neighbor's dog and your neighbor. Howdy, neighbor, how you doing? Hey, Lance, he's not such a nice guy after all. I said hi to him, and look, he just lays there in a pool of blood.
Never mind him, Dingo. I know who kidnapped the Emperor.
Well, who was it, for Pete's sake?
And where is he?
Well, think. What would someone need if they were going to kidnap a Japanese emperor?
Let me see.
Chopsticks, kimono.
A Suzuki, computer chips.
Right, and who had all that stuff?
You, your neighbor did.
But where did he get it?
He borrowed it from you.
You?
Oh, Lance.
You mean you did it, Lance?
Yeah, Dingo, I did it. I didn't believe I was the world's greatest detective, so I pulled the world's greatest crime, kidnapping the leader of the free world, the Emperor of Japan, off a bus.
Oh, Lance.
I never figured I'd figure it out.
Oh, but you did, Lance, and now you'll have the satisfaction of seeing yourself sent to prison for a long, long time.
Right, but first we gotta find the Emperor.
Yeah.
Well, don't you know where he is, Lance?
Yeah, sure I do, but I'll never tell. We'll have to figure it out. Grab Poochie and follow me.
Who's Poochie?
The dog, Dingo, the dog.
Oh, okay. Lance, this is the bus the Emperor was on when you kidnapped him, huh?
Right. Sniff it out, Poochie. Get his scent. Okay, got it? Lead us to the Emperor.
Look, he's leading us to your houseboat, the Scotch and Cola, Lance.
So he is, Dingo.
He's leading us under your houseboat, Lance.
That's right.
Yeah, sure. First I'm on the bus, and then I'm under the houseboat, and then just when I start to like it, they're yamping Yimini, this crazy dog pulls me on the beach.
You're the Emperor of Japan?
You betcha. Also, Tsar of Russia, Governor of Nebraska, and Military Junta of Pesquenavela.
Now, wait just a minute.
Lance, here. This ain't the Emperor of Japan. This is a lunatic.
You're innocent, Lance. All right.
No, I am, Doc. No, I am.
So, Lance is innocent, and the case of the barking dogs is closed. But what new danger awaits? What new criminal waits in the shadows to challenge Lance Stallion, radio detective?
Oh, Your Highness, can I offer you a drink?
Oh, look, see, I'm also a policeman. I have a badge. Look, see,
about
I got
a bourbon and lemonade.
Want to see my X-ray specs?
Some purple beer.
I got a meatball on you.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion 3A1.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Chapter 1 of A Honeymoon in Hell.
A great writer once said, "It was a dark and stormy night," and I couldn't have said it better myself. It was a dark and stormy night. Extremely Long Beach was wrapped in a gray shroud of rain. The whole city smelled like a wet fur at a soup kitchen bazaar. I was at my downtown office on the 36th floor of the Freudian Tower, feeding my tax record to the paper shredder. Suddenly, a knock came at the door. Entrez-vous, traveler.
Steps. Stairway. 36 floors. Tower.
Oh, that's right, Mac. The 36th floor of the Freudian Tower, thrusting high into the rounded clouds above Extremely Long Beach, California.
36 floors. No elevator. Oxygen.
I know. No elevator. I like it that way. Keeps the riffraff out. Hey, don't lean on that. It's the paper shredder. Yeah, I bet that's smart.
Hand gone. Afghani ceremonial dagger in back. Help.
Help is my middle name, citizen. What can I do for you? You want to step off my shag rug? You're staining it, and it's real hard to clean those things. There he stood, bleeding all over my llama shag rug. One hand removed by the paper shredder, the other holding a small brown package and an Afghani ceremonial dagger stuck in his back. This guy had had a bad day, and things weren't likely to get better. Let's just say this had better be a cash deal, no credit cards from this guy. So what can I do for you, Mac?
Package here. Deliver it. Here's 10 grand.
10 grand. Good.
10 more when you deliver it.
Oh, good.
Deliver it. Deliver it.
To where? Where? So, the poor stiff died before he could tell me who to deliver the package to.
Deliver it to...
Where?
To
tell me.
Tiny Forks. Oh.
So, the pathetic palooka died before he could tell me about Tiny Forks.
Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
Tiny Forks, Nevada. A man named...
So, the big mouth finally died, and the mystery began.
So, Lance has a package to deliver, but to who? How tiny is Tiny Forks, Nevada? Did Lance really need a hand with his taxes? And why is this entitled Honeymoon in Hell? Tune in next time for Chapter 2 and find out on Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Hey, look! Look up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a pterodactyl!
Oh, it's a 36-story plunge! Oh.
It's me, Lance Stallion, and it's the quickest way down. Hey, get somebody to fix that sidewalk, and out of my way, I got a job to do.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Land Stallion 3A2.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 2. Deliver the letter, the sooner the better.
I hit the street running and lead-footed it to my car in the craft store parking lot. So the Doom Palooka had given me $10,000 in a package to deliver to Tiny Forks, Nevada. I didn't know to whom, but once I get a job, I don't rest till it's done. But I thought I'd stop at Doc's first.
Hi, Stallion. You just drop in for no reason again, or what?
I got a reason, Doc.
Huh?
I gotta deliver this package, but I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
You got an X-ray machine?
Oops, I did, but it fell down and broke.
That stinks, Doc. Something fishy's going on here, and I'm not gonna find out what.
Please, you flipheads.
So, it's you.
Yeah, it's you. Who is that, Lance?
I am Snavely de Bourbon, alias Frère Jacques. Which one of you has the box?
I do. Me, Lance Stallion.
I see. And which one of you is Lance Stallion?
Oh, he is.
Who, me?
Oh!
He shot me, Lance.
But he missed me, Doc.
That's good thinking, Lance. Oh, is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc?
You make me laugh. Now, handle all that package.
I guess you got me, punk. Here.
Thank you very much. Suck, I blew your shot off my mustache.
And my next bullet's got your chin's name on it. Just hand over that package back.
Okay, you inherit it.
Smart move. Ow!
The box, please?
Yeah. I'll take that.
Okay, pourvu, don't you? Give it back to me.
It's mine.
So, Snively de Bourbon wants the mysterious package. But is he really French? And what about Doc? Answers next time on Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 3, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
You okay, Doc?
I got a few bullets in the leg, but other than that, I'm okay.
Oh, here's my gun. You two shoot each other for a while. I'm tired.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind another shot, Lance.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion 3A3.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 3, In a Pickle, or Beyond the Valley of the Dills.
Give to me the package, you American Fishermatic type.
Never, Snively. Chew on this fist.
Give to me the package.
Yeah, Lance, here. Hit him with this coffee table. I ate coffee anyway.
The package.
Take this, Frenchie.
Oh, boy. That's sure a heavy coffee table, Lance. Hey, he may never wake up, Lance.
He's taking the big nap, Doc. Let's move. I gotta deliver this package to Tiny Forks, Nevada.
Sure, Lance. We can take my car. Let's go.
Step on it, Doc. We're being followed.
Oh? Am I driving? I think so. Let's go. Hey, you know, I haven't done this for years, Lance. I'm not too sure. Is this a steering wheel or what? Hey, Lance, look at down the road here. You got to look down the road here. What's that building kind of going in the middle of the road? You know, it's coming up to us real close. Look at it moving right. We're going to be in trouble, I think, Lance. I think I'm going to tie my shoelaces now, Lance. You keep an eye on what's going on there, Lance, because I'm not too sure what's happening. Okay, Lance? Hey, do we lose him now, Lance, or what?
Maybe you better let me drive, Doc.
Oh, was I driving?
So, someone is following Lance as he tries to deliver the mysterious package to Tiny Forks. Is it legal to turn right on red in extremely Long Beach, California? And would it really make any difference? Tune in next time and find out on Chapter 4 of Honeymoon in Hell, Lance Stallion, Radio Detector.
Lance, did we lose him or what? Huh? Lance? Hey, Lance. Lance, I said, did we lose him or where are you at, Lance?
Huh?
I lost Lance. Tell him again.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion 3A4.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 4. St. Louis at Philadelphia, or on the West Coast, Los Angeles at San Diego.
So it was up to me. Doc had driven off alone, leaving me with a package, a dusty road, and a thumb to get me to Tiny Forks, Nevada. On the road again.
Thanks, pal. Now get the lead out to Tiny Forks. Hey, wait for me. What do you want, man?
In.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'm on my way to Tiny Forks, Nevada. Had a little car trouble. Thanks for the
lift. Shut up!
There was something about him I didn't like. Was it his face? An ugly mug I couldn't see because he had a stocking cap pulled over it. Or maybe it was the way he drove. One hand on the wheel, the other with a gun, its business end pointed at my lapel button. Yeah, that was it. Okay, Charlie, what's your game?
Package!
What package? The only package I got is this one, and it ain't mine to give, Roscoe.
Me shoot you now!
Hey, look out! There's a fashion show on the road ahead! That's the old fashion show trick. What a meathead. Well, no bones broken, but it doesn't look like the car will start. Cigarette lighter don't even work. Well, it couldn't be far now to Tiny Forks. I'll walk.
So, Lance has to walk the last lonely mile. But who was the man in the car? And what is the mysterious package? A box? A bag? Is it round or flat, or does it have a ribbon around it? Will Lance get to keep the ribbon? Answers next time on Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 5, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Doc, what are you doing here on this last lonely mile?
I'm going to a Doc's convention, Lance, and I lost my car.
A convention in Tiny Forks, Nevada, Doc?
What? No, this isn't Kansas City?
Well, America needs you more than they do anyway, Doc. Stick with me. Walk this way.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, 3A5.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. Honeymoon in Hell, Chapter 5. Not enough sheep to determine a market trend.
It was a jinx assignment from the get-go. First, the man in the paper shredder gives me $10,000 to deliver a package and promises me $10,000 more when the job is done. Then Snively de Bourbon, an international bad guy, butts in, and to top it off, a murderous motorist tries to ventilate my carcass. It was beginning to look like more than just a delivery job. Everybody and his mother wanted that package. Stallion here. What? No, Mom, you can't have it. Still, I had to get to Tiny Forks, Nevada.
That's a great idea, stealing this cattle truck, Lance.
Just keep it moving, Doc. Don't let any of that air behind us catch up.
Right, Lance. Where are we going?
Tiny Forks, Doc.
Okay. Where is it?
Good point, Doc. See that shack up ahead? Pull in there. We'll get directions.
Okie dokie.
Kind of meant to pull in next to the shaft, not on it, Doc. Oh, golly.
Howdy, boys. Welcome to Death Valley Gas Eats and Cat Hospital.
Hi, old
used to have a reupholstery business, too, but you barked on it. Well, easy come, easy
sorry,
go.
Man.
Nice
happened?
Cows you got there. Look a bit thirsty, though. It's 120 here in the sun. Gotta watch that sun.
See, we're on
I
our way
do.
To...
I watch you... it all the time. Made my face all crinkly like. Oh, boy, look out for the sun.
So, the Death Valley sun itself stands between Lance and Tiny Forks. But where is Tiny Forks? And what's in the package? And who to deliver it to? And what's this corn about the Death Valley sun? Tune in next time and find out on Chapter 6 of Honeymoon in Hell, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Which way to Tiny Forks, old-timer?
Well, used to have a penguin ranch going, you know. Sun-baked them, though. See them black rocks over there? Penguins. Not a pretty sight. Lizards won't even touch them. Oh, them cows of yours sure look thirsty. Must be the sun. Think they'd topple over if they wasn't so densely packed. Want some old chinchillas? Got some under the gravel pile behind the shack.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.